That of course is Bass, BASS. But if you read it on a piece of paper, if Michael Portillo or Michael Heseltine or Michael Stipe or all three came up to you, or Michael Douglas, they could actually be holding one letter each, that would be rather nice. They could, if they came pirouetting onto the stage and sort of spun round, so you got one point it just said ass, another point it said bars and whatever. But if you had them spinning around like that, you might say, oh, four Michaels. Then someone would say, four Micah, and you'd say, no, no, four Michaels. And then that person would say, are there? And you'd ignore them, because if you carried on talking to them, you'd lose the rest of what was going on. But you'd go, oh, four Michaels, they're spelling out bass. And that's where you'd be wrong. Because in fact, what they are spelling out is bass. But because it's not always easy to hear, and because hearing means you care, but it doesn't mean deaf people don't care, it just means they can't hear. Yes is the new no. So, you know, that's why I said you might have been thinking, oh yeah, that Hitchcock guy, he's singing that bat song, you know. But it's not so, it's really not true. All right, we'll have a short commercial break. I bought a towel today. Anyone want to care to guess what colour it was? Lilac. But
I know it's easy to discuss this off the mic. It looks, the green one was nice, but it wasn't kind of very powerful emerald green. It was rather solid. I hate to use that word manly, but it was again rather. It's the kind of thing that if you had been shot up over Hamburg and your arm is hanging off by a thread, George Hayden did a tour in case of having a bleeding stump. He probably would have chosen the green towel rather than the yellow. I was possibly in the naive anticipation that this wouldn't be happening to me. I opted for the lilac one. Obviously, if I bleed all over it or anybody else, but that's not as good as if I bought, say, the dry blood coloured towel. Okay. Right. This is. Oh, yeah. Apparently there's a record of mine on sale in the, I don't know what it's called, one of those boxes outside there. Box office? The office box, what's it called?
Information desk.
Information desk.
Ask them a question and they'll try and sell you what used to be an LP. If only. It's a CD, unfortunately, but it's a nice strong colour. And it's got this next song on it.